SBS Radio.
Als ik toevallig van de week op onze Facebookpagina voorbij zag komen dat er een nieuwe app is, en dan heb ik het niet over de SBS-app. Nee, er is een app voor de Duifken. De Duifken 1606 Replica Foundation heeft een nieuwe app gelanceerd. Ik praat daarover met Piet Bowman van die foundation. Piet, you speak English?
I do indeed.
Yeah. No Dutch heritage for you?
No. My heritage is Scottish and English.
Oh, that's very
combination of both. Cross the pond there.
that doesn't that make you a lesser person. Hey, tell me, you've got a new app, and I was wondering, what does a replica boat has to do with an app?
Well, it's there's a purpose behind all of this. As you know, in the world in which we live today, technology plays a big role, and education is one of the frameworks we operate through. And what we came to recognise was the we've got an interstate and international audience that we've built up over time through Facebook, and many of these people will never have the opportunity necessarily to come to Perth in Western Australia to visit Duifken. So we thought, well, why don't we open up the possibility to those people to do a tour of the ship, in audio and visual, and the best way to do that was to create an app that they could download for free, and away they go.
That's incredible. So even though, like me, I'm based here in Melbourne, I actually never had the pleasure to go to Western Australia and see the Duifken. I know it's there. I'm very interested in it, and now I can download the app and still get a sense of how it is to be on that ship.
Yes, you will. Probably the only thing missing is the seagull squawking and the creaking of the hull and the smells you get when you're on board, which is the beautiful oily smells that we have on board. But essentially, you'll get a great feel for the ship, and it may even inspire people when they're travelling the world to come to Perth and visit the ship while they're in Western Australia.
Yeah, it can also be sort of like a pre-experience, like before you're going. It's like, oh, let's see what we actually, what it's all about.
Well, yeah, that was the thought we had with that. It's interesting how this evolved. That audience was what we thought was going to be interstate and international. But the side effect of this has been that we've also, disability access to the ship is not available. So we're now able to offer the opportunity for someone, say, in a wheelchair or in a disabled situation, to come down to the ship. They can sit alongside it on the dock, and they can do the tour.
Mm.
So they can almost have that onboard experience, without having to go on board, which is fantastic as well.
Yeah. I doubt that everybody in the audience actually knows what the Duifken is.
Yep.
Can you explain to me, what is the Duifken?
So the Duifken was, if you track back through history, the ship we've built is designed to replicate the first European vessel, which was named Duifken, which was a part of the VOC fleet operating to the Dutch East Indies back in the late 1500s, early 1600s. And the Duifken did two voyages to and from Holland to the Indies, and then it was given a project to go in search of new trading opportunities, essentially spices, gold and silver. It left Banda in the Indonesian archipelago and sailed along the coastline of New Guinea.
Yep.
And then through a stroke of almost misfortune, they ended up crossing the Torres Strait, which at that stage wasn't even named, and they bumped into the top end of Australia, which we know as the Cape York Peninsula.
Mm.
They saw this landmass. They thought initially it was just part of an extension of New Guinea, and they then sailed down that coastline and mapped it, came ashore at a place called what we would know as Weipa today, and had a meeting with the Wik people there. It didn't go all that well, the Wik people being the local indigenous group. And they realised the country was pretty inhospitable, and decided to turn around and head back to Indonesia without success. So what we do know in history was that this was the first time that any Europeans had actually recorded their visit to Australia or acknowledged that this had occurred. And we didn't discover it actually until the 1930s, when the original map that was produced by William Yensoon was rediscovered. And we were then able to establish, not me, but the historians were able to establish that the Dutch had in fact been here in 1606, which was 10 years prior to Dirk Hartog arriving here on the West Coast, which was which was often thought to be the first time a European or a Dutch mariner had arrived on the coast of Australia.
So it is the first registered landing of Europeans in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, look, there's some thought that there might have been the Portuguese were caught around the area and others.
Yeah, all the time too, yeah.
And, but, of course, there's no record to indicate that. So we just clarify by saying this is the first recorded time at which we believe Europeans arrived here on the coast. So in celebrating that, in Fremantle, a group of very skillful timber craftsmen had finished building a ship called Endeavour, which is a replica of Captain Cook's vessel, and that's on display in Sydney at Darling Harbour.
Yes.
They had all these skill sets, and this idea evolved from some entrepreneurs and some wild idea people to, why don't we build a ship that would represent the Dutch heritage to Australia? And they looked at Hartog's vessel, they looked at Batavia, but these vessels are huge vessels, and it was just impractical to try and build one here. So they settled on a scout ship. And of course, Dyfken was a scout ship, and also had this historical representation of being the first vessel to arrive off the coast here in 1606.
And
that's how it all began.
And so, that ship is now is lying in Fremantle.
Yeah. Yep. So the vessel was completed in 1999. It'll celebrate its 20th anniversary next year, in the middle of next year. It's done some amazing things. It has sailed from all the way from Sydney to Texel in the Netherlands, and that took them 12 months back in 2002. That was to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the VOC's formation in 1602. In 2006, it did a half circumnavigation of Australia. It's also sailed in 2000. It sailed from Fremantle all the way up into Indonesia, and then across to the Cape York Peninsula to reconnect with the Wik people as part of a, I guess, sort of settling old scores and just putting everything to bed, apologising for what happened 400 years ago. So it's done some amazing adventures, and even in 2016, just 2 years ago, we took it on a voyage from Fremantle all the way to Dirk Hartog Island to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Hartog's arrival here on the West Coast. So it's done some amazing things over the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's not like the Batavia, who's just sitting there forever in Lelystad.
Yeah, well, my understanding is they kind of made a miscalculation in the building of that ship, the Batavia, and fortunately, our ship is able to be sailed, and we get it out there during the summer. We get it out every weekend. The ship's out sailing here in Western Australia.
You can actually go and visit the Dyfken, not just walking over, but you can actually sail with it?
Yeah, yep. So the key to keeping these ships alive and healthy is to actually sail them on an active basis. You tend to find that once they go into exhibition mode alongside berths or on hardstands, they deteriorate pretty quickly. So we're one of the few vessels that actually continues to sail around in the world anywhere. And so from about mid-October onwards, right through to the end of March, we offered a twilight sailing opportunity for people to come aboard Dyfken. They head out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They pick up the beautiful sea breeze here on the west coast, and they spend about an hour and a half under sail, sailing down the Swan River, which is a very calm waterway.
Oh yeah,
but it gives you the great experience of sailing on a tall ship from the 16th century.
No, because I was I don't know, the West Coast for me is always like a bit I think it's a bit rough and not at all like it is here in the Bay in Melbourne. So that's good news, I would say.
Oh, well, if you step out onto the ocean off Fremantle, yes, you experience the sort of wilder conditions, but on the Swan River, it's a bit like a bowling green. It's pretty calm, and we get a nice breeze blowing. The ship rolls along at about 3.5 to 5 knots, and it's fantastic.
And it really sails.
Really sails.
It's not with a motor on it.
We have two motors on board because under operational survey, you have to have them.
Yeah, I know. You need one.
Once we turn them off, we're sailing. So we hoist the the four course, which is the big sail on the front mast.
Yeah.
That goes up first, and then we usually set two of the topsails, what we call the foretop, which is the top sail on the foremast, and also the main top, which is the topsail on the main mast of the ship. And we set those three sails, and off we go, and the passengers help us get those sails set, and then we'll give those who want to have a go, they can get to steer the ship as well, which is a bit of fun.
Sure, it sounds like a great experience. I know that we're talking about an app, but I would say the real experience can't beat that. You can't beat that with an app, can you?
Oh, well, it's a bit like watching a great travel destination on a video, and it's not quite the same as being there. You don't get all the, you know, when you go on board Divekin, of course, you activate all the senses. You know, you get to hear things, you get to see things, you get to smell things, you get to touch things. So it's a kind of much more unique experience. But you know what? If we can get a lot of people getting to experience Divekin through the app, then that's a win for us. We're really pumped up about that whole opportunity.
All right. Well, I can imagine. Pete, thank you very much for talking to us, and let's hope that a lot of people here listening with Dutch heritage make some kind of commitment and saying, "Well, I want to go there one day." I know I have.
Well, I know for instance in Australia, there's many thousands of people with Dutch heritage, and we'd encourage them to make a trip to Perth and come and see us at the Divekin. It'd be fantastic.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.